You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Justin is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. He's getting ghosted by Lori. Find out what they did on their date in just a second. But first, Justin, how long has it been since you heard from Lori?
It's been probably like 3 weeks.
So what was your last interaction with Lori like?
Well, so we went on a date and ended up having a nice night and went back to my house and had a nice night. We hooked up.
Oh,
but
wow.
then that was the last time I saw her. So it was after that date that we had.
So you guys actually hooked up and she's ghosting you?
Yeah. So there was a weird moment earlier on in the night that I had made reservations at a nice restaurant for us to go to, but I messed up the times. And so our reservation for the restaurant was much later in the evening than I had originally planned. So we got there, realized the reservation was wrong. And so we just had a lot of time to kill before our dinner. So we ended up just walking down. We ended up walking down the street. There was a bowling alley and we decided to go bowling, and it felt like we had a really great time. We had dinner and then, you know, like I said, we went back to my place afterwards and everything felt really great to me. I feel like the only reason that she'd be ghosting me at this point would be because of the mix up with the restaurant. Maybe she just didn't like waiting. I don't know.
I mean, she ended up hooking up with you anyway. I don't know that that really was a deal breaker for her.
Yeah.
But she didn't even text you like, thank you.
For the hookup or for the...
Anything. Yeah, thank you for the day.
Yeah, there was nothing. There was nothing afterwards. She left. So I got up in the morning to take a shower and then I came back and she was gone. So
not even a goodbye. Justin, what did you do?
That's what I want to try to find out.
So you don't have any idea?
My only thought would have been the weird mix up with the reservation. I can't think of anything else that happened.
Well, what happened in bed? Was there anything weird that happened there that might have scared her away? Like, I don't know, if you baby talk or something, like that might have made her want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I did. It's not, you know, not to my knowledge, at least.
Okay, good. So have you actually tried to reach out to her, though? Were you like, did you say thank you and it was nice to meet you or anything along those lines?
I mean, I definitely have texted. I mentioned, you know, like, hey, sorry for the mix up at the restaurant. I sent that in a text, but, you know, like I said, I got nothing back. So I'd really love a chance to apologize if that's a real problem.
Well, because I was also just thinking, if you didn't reach out to her, then maybe she thinks you're ghosting her.
Oh,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's true.
Because communication can be a little tricky. You know, somebody's got to start it.
Yeah, she left without really saying anything. It felt very sudden. I have no idea what I did.
Okay. Well, we'll try to figure it out for you. Play a song, come back, and then call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and try to get you another date if you still want one, okay?
Sounds good.
This is it. Your moment.
This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
If you're just joining us for today's First Date Follow-Up, Justin is on the phone, and it's been 3 weeks since he's heard from Lori. And he really liked her, too. They actually had what sounds like a lot of fun on their date. Before we give her a call to try to find out why she's ghosting Justin, Justin, refresh everybody's memory about your date with Lori.
Yeah, so we went on a date 3 weeks ago. I'd made a reservation at a nice restaurant. We ended up getting there and the reservation was wrong and it was for a lot later. So we ended up finding a bowling alley, going bowling, and then going to our place having dinner. And then we ended up having a great night. She came back to my place. We hooked up. And in the morning she left before I got out of the shower and I haven't heard from her since.
Man, fed, bowling, and a good night.
All right. Well, we're about to call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Lori, please?
Yeah, hi, this is Lori.
Hey, Lori, how are you? My name is Jubal. And I host a show called The Jubal Show. It's a radio show.
The whole show's here, Lori. Hi.
Oh, what? Hi, everybody.
I'm Nina.
That's Nina.
Hi, I'm Victoria.
Victoria. And I probably shouldn't host this show. It's really terrible, that description.
That's Jubal.
Yeah.
Took you a minute.
What's up? How are you?
Oh, my God. It's a party. Okay. Hi. What's up?
Not much. Any idea why we're calling you?
I mean, I've heard of, radio stations calling people for second date update kind of things before, but I'm hoping that's not what this is.
It's not. Mm-mm. It's a first date follow up.
Oh, different.
It's the same but different. That is actually what it is, though. Yeah.
Wait. Oh my God. No way. Are you kidding me?
Nope. You went on a date recently and you've been ghosting them for 3 weeks and they want to know why you're not calling them back. You want to take a guess at who it is?
I mean, there's only one person I can think of that I've been avoiding. I mean, not anything wrong with him exactly, but just the situation. Mm-hmm. Did he call you guys to find out where I went or something?
He emailed us and said that he was trying to get a hold of you. He really liked you and wants to go out with you again. His name is Justin.
Yes, I know.
Oh.
Yeah, we went on a date. We went bowling. It was pretty fun, actually. And I spent the night. And then he got up in the morning, like took a shower. That wasn't the weird part. So like, I really liked him a lot, actually. And I was going to write this like cute little sweet note. And when I opened his desk drawer, I saw this picture of him and another girl. And it just kind of like threw me for a loop. I was like, wait, what? You know, like what's going on? And also it just felt really serious because like who just has a hard copy printed photo of you and another girl unless it's not, you know what I mean? Like unless it's like the love of your life, you know?
What if it's family?
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, that's kind of maybe weird too if it's like you and your sister and just like I don't know, I just I mean unless they're like really really close, but I just it seemed like a romantic photo and it just kind of like hit me the wrong way, you know. And I had to get out of there. I like bolted and left, and you know, it was just kind of I didn't know what to say, or like I just felt like he was hiding something from me.
Well, it wasn't a drawer. So it wasn't out for, you know, anybody to see. And also it probably should have been nice for you to know that it wasn't just out. I mean, mm-hmm. I guess I don't think that would scare me away right away. I'd want to know like who it is yeah. and what the situation is, especially since it was a first date. I mean, can you be mad about him having a life before you?
I mean, I didn't know like if it was current or, you know, how previous this girl is, you know what I mean? Like it just spooked me a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I don't want to like get close to someone and then find out that they have a girlfriend.
Of course.
That's understandable.
No. Yeah. That's completely understandable. But there was no part of you that felt like you could ask him.
Well, I didn't want him to think I was snooping either. You know, like I wasn't trying to do like recon, you know, I wasn't like going through his drawers. I was legitimately trying to just write like a cute note.
Yeah.
And so then I just felt really weird and awkward and I just left like in a panic.
Okay.
All right. So, do you want to know what that picture was about?
I mean, yeah, sure. Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. Cause he's on the phone listening and has been listening this whole time and wants to talk to you.
What? Stop it.
Hi.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
What's up, Lori?
Oh my God. See, now I'm like doubly embarrassed. Like seriously. Oh my God.
I'd love to explain it to you if you wanted to hear it.
Sure.
So I totally get that. I know that probably was weird. So, you know, I kind of forgot that was there. And so I apologize for that. But so, I was in a 2-year relationship, and I had just gotten out of it like a month prior to our date. So that's a picture of me and my ex, and we had some really nice memories. And that picture I just had in my drawer because I'm trying to debate whether it's right or not to throw it away or keep it. So it's just been in my drawer. It was out, but I actually put it in there thinking I, you know, didn't want people to see it if, you know, if things went well, like they did with you. So yeah, that's all that is. There's no one else in my life right now. It was just a very long relationship and that picture was from that ex and I just haven't done anything with it yet.
Okay. I mean, do you still have feelings for her or? Is it over?
Well, I mean, we had a great 2 years. I was very, you know, we were very much, you know, together 2 years worth of time together, but I think it's been long enough. I think we both realize that we're adults, we're moving on. And, I don't really have feelings for her anymore.
Would you be willing to burn the picture in front of Lori?
Oh my gosh, dear you guys, Lord. Don't ask him to do that.
It's just a memory.
Yes. I mean, yes, prove your love to me. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, we went on like one date, so I can't really expect you to just like burn your entire history like in front of me.
Or any.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate you telling me. Thank you. You know, I really do like you. I think you're really great. And, you know, I would like to spend more time with you and get to know you better. So,
Lori, would you like to go on another date with Justin? We'll pay for it.
Yeah, I would do that.
Yay.
Yay. Congratulations, yay. Justin.
Awesome.
Justin, quick, clean your apartment out.
Yeah.
Go get a storage unit.
Yeah,
yeah.
No more pictures.
Three more dates, there better not be any other burning some pictures.
Oh, nobody's got to burn pictures, y'all.
Put them in a box.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander. Or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.